Blog Talk Radio.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The scripture declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I want you to get excited and declare that today will be the best day of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate it.
The best day of my life.
Come on in.
To God. Hallelujah. The best day of my life. I don't care if it's 9 p.m. on your time or 8 p.m. my time or 6 p.m. Central time. It still is the best day of your life. This day ain't over yet. So you still got to decree and declare it. I don't care how your morning started off. I don't care what your afternoon looked like. And I don't care how busy you was this evening. It still is the best day of your life. Why? Because we are still above ground. We still have a merciful God that woke us up this morning, gave us new life on today. We still have a God that is extending his hand of provision for us. We still have a God that just looks upon us and cares for us and provides everything that we need. So it still is the best day of your life. Don't let a moment take it away from you. Don't let a situation, somebody said something, take it away from you. Don't let nothing take this moment from you, this life, this day, December 12th, 2019, that will never, ever come again, ever, ever. After today, it's gone. It's never coming again. It's a day you never saw before and a day that's never going to come again. And you're going to allow the enemy to have that kind of victory over you and take this precious moment and this precious day for you? No, we're not going to do that. We got the victory on today. Good evening, family. I am Pastor V, and I am so grateful to be before you on this evening. As always, our time is precious, and it keeps me encouraged. And I've been chiming in on different broadcasts here and there as I can. And guess what? I have been still on fire from Prophet on the other day. I was listening to them being busy. I had some craft work to do around the house, and I was on fire with them. So I'm stirred up with the word for y'all on this evening. Just kind of want to just keep the fire rolling here on the Now broadcast. Just want to keep the fire rolling on today. Also, too, just let you know that Spirit and Truth Ministries has still got the hand of mercy and the love of God upon it. Continue to pray for us. God has me calling in my prayer. I call out for the 400. And the 400 was when David was in the cave of Adullam and he thought that he was alone and he needed to go fight. And God sent him 400 men. And it said that they were misfits. They were brokenhearted. They were the outcasts. They were the thrown away. They were the rejected. They're the ones that were in debt and couldn't pay off their debt. And that's who I'm calling for. I'm calling for my 400. I'm calling for the ones that lost hope, lost faith, think that life has turned its back on them, think that God don't love them no more. Those are the ones that Spirit and Truth Ministries is calling for. So if you ever think of us, just call us out in prayer. So I want to get to the word on today, so let us start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come before you, God, with a humble heart, saying thank you, giving you all the praise, the glory. And on this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, God, that this word that you have given me, go out and do that which you have designed for it to do, to touch every ear and every heart, oh God. Let it be a seed planted in them, oh God, that they begin to grow in you, deepen their relationship in you. And, Lord, and come to the knowledge of the truth of who you are, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless everyone that is here and now and those that are here to come, God, and continue to please bless the man of God, Pastor E, Lord, that is hosting this, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you make his burdens easy and his way light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let everything come easy for him, oh God. Let money come from the north, south, and the east, and the west, God. Let all provisions, Lord, that he has made for us, let those provisions be made for him, Lord, 100-fold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, today, family, we're going to do an old-fashioned Bible study on today, but there is a powerful and mighty word of God. But I want you to follow along with me. I have a different version that I want to read, but I want you to follow along with me and then take some notes, please. I'm giving you a little bit of time to get that pen and get that paper, because this is really going to shock you, because you know me. I said each and every time, once a month, you hear Pastor V coming on here and say, I don't never preach or teach you something that God has not taught me from the last time that you and I have met. So it's always fresh off the press. It's always fresh and, you know, putting downloaded into my life, an aha moment, like, wow, okay, God, I get it. And guess what? If I didn't have the full understanding of it, somebody else don't. So as soon as I get it, I love turning around and teaching other people, because what comes from the heart reaches the heart. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I like that kind of fresh word. Yeah, we have, you know, the knowledge words that we have, things that we done studied, the Hebrew, the Greek, and all that other stuff, and all that is good. But I like trying to come straight from the heart, saying, hey, y'all, I'm in this same boat with y'all. I'm raising my hand, too. We all in this together. Amen. So we're going to come from James chapter 1. Yeah, that James chapter 1. Most of y'all already know. Starting at verse 2 through 12, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 12. As they say, very familiar passage of scripture, but guess what? We're going to get a different understanding about this as well, all right? So James chapter 1, starting at verse 2. Now, you can follow along. Now, I have these two versions that I kind of been reading from that I was kind of introduced to. One is called the New Life Version. Not the New Living Translation, but there's a New Life Version. And you can find that under Bible Gateway, because some of the other Bibles don't have that version yet. And then there's another version called The Voice, also under Bible Gateway. So I always like, you know, reading in different versions just to make sure that I have an understanding. So just bear with me, because I'm going to read this in the New Life Version. Okay, y'all ready? So it says, my Christian brother, you should be happy when you have all kinds of tests. You know these prove your faith. It helps you not to give up. Learn well how to wait so you will be strong and complete and in need of nothing. If you do not have wisdom, ask God for it. He is always ready to give it to you and will never say you are wrong for asking. You must have faith as you ask him. You must not doubt. Anyone who doubts is like a wave which is pushed around by the sea. Such a man will get nothing from the Lord. The man who has two ways of thinking changes in everything he does. A Christian brother who has few riches of this world should be happy. For what he has, he is great in the eyes of God. But a rich man should be happy even if he loses everything. He is like a flower that will die. The sun comes up and the burning heat. The grass dries up, the flower falls off. It is no longer beautiful. The rich man will die also, and all his riches will be gone. The man who does not give up when tests come is happy. After the test is over, he will receive the crown of life. God has promised this to those who love him. Now, I want to read a small part in that other translation I was talking about, which was called The Voice. It says, don't run from tests and hardships, brothers and sisters. As difficult as they are, you will ultimately find joy in them if you embrace them. Your faith will blossom under pressure and teach you true patience as you endure. And true patience brought on by endurance will equip you to complete the long journey and cross the finish line, mature, complete, and wanting nothing. And that is the reading of the word. You have heard the scripture many times before, and you have also tried to encourage yourself by that scripture. You know, like, count it all, because I know King James Version said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Okay, I got to count it all joy. But every time tests come, you don't feel joyful at all. I know I don't. Instead of joy, you feel sometimes discouraged, stressed, and worried. You feel like fussing and fighting. You just, you know what I'm saying? When that first hits you, you can't tell me that there's joy when it first hits you, okay? So joy is the last thing on your mind. Somebody would think something is wrong with you if that was your first natural reaction. Soon as, you know what I'm saying, somebody tell you, oh, you losing your job, and you just bust up, like, start laughing and this, that, and the other. No, there's a natural reaction that comes with it. So we're talking about, okay, after that moment, because that's all that should be, is a moment, then there's the next moment where we stood, where we should start counting it joy. But the Bible says to be in the world but not of the world. So the world way of doing things is not the righteous way of doing things. So, again, remember, the world is somebody, you know, we saw plenty of times, somebody lose their job, they want to fuss, they want to cuss, they want to tear up the place, they want to threaten the manager and threaten coworkers and do all this stuff and whatever. That's the world's way of reacting. So we have a different way of reacting. We have a natural way, but we're not going that far in our natural way, okay? But what I want to tell you today, if you're not going to find joy in your situation, now hear what I'm getting ready to say, because this is the whole basis for this lesson. If after that moment, because again, I'm only giving you a moment, because God told me that. He said, I'm only giving you a moment to have your moment, okay? Because after that moment is over, I need you back over in me. I need you back over in the spirit, and I need you to back over in walking in righteousness after, you know, you have your moment about this situation. So if you're not going to find joy in your situation, then I need you to stop praying for faith. If you're not going to start finding joy in your situation, then I need you to stop praying for faith. I don't know who just heard me, but if you're going to whine, cry, complain, fall out, lose hope and focus every time a trial rises, then stop praying to God to build your faith. This year, I was praying hard for faith. Stepping out on my own when it came to ministry, I was praying hard for faith. I was praying hard for finances. I was praying hard for my family, and even had the nerve to pray, you know, to strengthen my single life. So I'm praying faith, faith, faith. God, be my faith. God, be my faith. Oh, God, I want to trust you more. Oh, God, I want to, God, my family, God, please. Every time I would pray, and what happened is I could bet my blessed assurance, every time I prayed, here comes something that made me, you know, to me, I thought it was an attack on my prayer. Because as soon as I would pray for my ministry, here comes something in the ministry. As soon as I would pray for my family, here comes something my kids want to act up and this, that, and the other. As soon as I pray for my finances, they just blew themselves out the water. And I, for a moment, I was almost scared to pray. I was like, hold on, maybe I should just be quiet for a while, because it seems as though every time I open up my mouth and the enemy keep coming want to test me on what it is I just prayed for. And so and it wasn't just one trial coming. It was two coming together, three coming together. I could turn left, right, spin around. Trials was all around me, and I couldn't understand. And I was like, what in the world is going on? God, are you mad at me? God, did I do something wrong? I mean, those things started to make me question a whole lot when it came to, God, am I doing this right? God, did I really hear you? Am I wrong? Did I do something wrong? And he said, Valoris, count it all joy. You should be happy when you have these kinds of tests. I had to stop for a minute and say, wait, oh, what you just say to me? You want me to count all this joy? Like, okay, God, my finances, they so far arm's length apart. They not reaching. I mean, ministry, you know what I'm saying, is slow building, and you know what I'm saying, and my kids and this and that and whatever. You want me to count it joy? He said, you know, these prove your faith. It helps you not to give up. Back in the scripture where it said that in the verse, it said, you know these, prove your faith. Count it all joy when you go through all kinds of tests, because this is what proves your faith. This is what helps build it and for you not to give up. I said, okay, I'm having a dumb moment. What that got to do with me, again, making ends meet? What that got to do with family arguing, and what this got to do with, you know, men coming in and out? I'm not understanding this. Health issues. And God, again, do you not see? I'm like, God, don't you see all these bills? Don't you see everything piling up? He said, Valores. And that, remember that voice, that voice version says, as difficult as they are, you will ultimately find joy in them if you embrace them. Your faith will blossom under this kind of pressure and teach you true patience as you endure. And true patience brought by endurance will equip you to complete this journey. You need these tests and trials. And I was like, wait, so since I'm praying for faith, these tests are coming because of my prayer? And I had to scratch my head to figure out if I wanted to quit praying for faith. I was like, whoo, okay. But guess what? See, the thing is, and again, you know me, I don't talk about anybody or anybody's church. We're in church repeating what we hear and not understanding what we're saying. We repeat after the pastor, we repeat after the preacher, we repeat after the priest, whoever and whatever. God strengthen my faith. God give me endurance. God give me patience. God build me up. God deepen my relationship with you. Okay. And you think that, you might think that it's cute. You might really truly have the heart desire that that's what you really want. But guess what? It's not that he's not going to come with these gallon jugs of faith and pour it into you. Faith is not just poured into you. Faith is built. Faith is built by the endurance of these tests. Patience is built by the endurance of the tests. Your blossoming, your fruit is produced by you enduring these tests. And I was like, oh, okay, God, you must really favor me to think that I can make it through all this. All this at one time. And you think that I'm and you just know for sure that I'm not going to quit. He said, you can't quit. Because when you start looking at these tests for the building of your faith, for the building of your family, for the building of your finances, for the building of your ministry, when you start counting it joy, you will never, ever want to quit, because you will want to see the manifestation. And it was interesting, because when he said that, there was this song that came in my mind that I kind of made up on my own. I said, who does roll get hard? But there's something in me that won't let me quit. It's down on the inside of you. There is a manifestation to your prayers. But I have to tell you, your prayers is going to be answered by a test. They're not going to be answered magically. Again, it's not going to be that God going to come roll up with all these grocery bags of faith and patience and love and kindness and all. He's not going to stock you like that. He can only stock you through the test. If you don't want the trials, also, too, when it goes down into, I don't want to get, also, too, I think it's in verse 5, when he says, ask of wisdom. If you don't want these trials, then don't ask for wisdom either. Because tests and trials need to be set before you to give you understanding. That's like a paper, you know what I'm saying, a test paper from school. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, because I'm excited about this, but at the same time, I'm hurting for all of us that are going through the tests and trials. And so part of my message is I don't want you to quit. You can't quit. Not right now. No, not ever. Not ever. But just like if I was a teacher and I put before you a test and the test had multiple choices, your test, and then you sit there and you study the question and you study the question and then you ration if A seems to be the right answer to the question. No, that don't sound right because that don't seem to go to, okay, B might be likely to be the answer, but let me see, okay, what does C and D say, okay? And then you sit there and you get the understanding before making the choice. Okay, I'm about to smack myself on the head. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're asking God for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And he says, but I have to set before you the test because I need you to understand it so therefore you know forever what choice to make. You know how you had those pop-up quizzes, you know, and things like that, and then the teacher come back and tell you which ones you got wrong and you remember which ones you got right, and then you go back and study the ones that you got wrong, and then when the final exam comes, you be like, oop, I know that, yep, and I know that, and I know that, and I know that. Because guess what? Once you got the understanding, then you knew what the choice to make. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay. Understand the lesson in this on how can you learn more of his understanding by not going into your own reaction. You can't go into your own reactions. You can't. And the only reason why I say that is because I most of y'all know I'm an only child. I was raised an only child. I spoiled. I will, as they say back then, if I cry, I got what I wanted. God is not like my parents, okay? I don't get to cry and want the pain to stop and get what I want and get a new Atari system. Some of y'all too young for Atari. I don't get new game systems and new bikes and new Jordans and new, well, we had K-Swiss back then. I don't get to cry to God and all of a sudden, bam, he just gives me what I want. God say, you can sit there and throw a temper tantrum all you want to, but you're going to get up and you're going to go through this test. Because guess what? What started to happen is my whining and my crying begin to lessen, you know what I'm saying, come down because now I'm looking at it. He's not here to hurt me. He's here to help me. So, okay, God, what is this? And I tell you, I had a situation a couple of weeks ago, and it was so bad, y'all, it sent me to the hospital. I had an asthma attack because I just was so overwhelmed by the situation. And after when I got into the hospital and they gave me my breathing treatment, I came home and I said, you know what? God, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, in the name of Jesus, I turn this situation over to you. And I kept on praying and I kept on praying, but I stopped crying, you know. Because I said, in this, I keep asking you for this situation to be healed. I keep asking you for these individuals to be saved. I keep asking for this. So guess what? God, this is their test, and it's mine. So guess what? I'm going to let you do what you do in this test. And since then, y'all, guess what? We came out quicker than we would have ever had before. You know, when you got disputes and feuds and all kinds of stuff going on, that can last for months. I let that thing go and everybody else let it go because I stopped crying and I stopped whining about it and I counted it all joy. All right, so that was just off on the tab. So look at verse 6 with me. Look at verse 6. And what does it say? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double means what? Two. A two-minded person is unstable in all his ways. which means you're trying to do it your way and God's way. I had that bad. I was always had my hands in God's plan, because I always, say, you know, you got to have a plan A, a plan B, a backup plan to the B and the C and the D. And God said, I'm the only plan. Until you learn to stop taking your plans off the table, I can't do nothing to help you with what's on the table. I am the only plan. What did he say? I am the way, the truth, and the life in all situations. Keep putting your hands in there if you want to. Keep putting your thoughts in there if you want to. Keep putting your keep on putting in there if you want to. Because you're gonna be unstable. Because guess what? If I don't work fast enough for you, Lord, you're gonna grab at your plan. And how has that been working for you? It ain't. Because then as soon as you do your plan, guess what? You turn and run back to me anyway to fix it. So how about you get some wisdom to this and let me fix it the first time around, okay? Same thing with some of y'all out there. Let God fix it. Stop trying to figure it out. We so always want to help him out. I know that's your baby. I know that's your child. I know you want to try to help. But God said, baby, they were my child before they were yours. Let me do it. I know you want to try to make ends meet. I know you want to try to get a second job, a third job, and do all this and run yourself crazy and not be able to see your family and all this other stuff, trying to, you know, get this money to pay all these extra and extra, extra bills and extra, extra bills. Probably don't need them extra bills. God said, listen, where am I at in any of that? Is that my will and my plan? Or is that your plan? He had to speak to me because I sure was getting ready to get another third job and this, that, and the other. He said, where am I at in that? Where's your trust? Where's your faith? This is a test to build your faith. Will you trust that I clothe the lily, excuse me, and I feed the birds? When are you going to trust that I love you more than that? Because what, you don't have steaks in the freezer? I said, God, I put my hands off of it. Verse 9 and 11. I hope y'all are getting something off of this. Remember, God needs to be the only plan, not the backup plan. He is, again, like I said, he's the way. When he said, I am the way. I'm the way out of any situation, way out of it, through any situation, around any situation. I am the truth, and I am the life. Because what did he say in his word? God is either going to what? Give you a way to escape, give you the strength to endure, or tell you to sit down, I got this one. Whew. Lord, I can run around this house on that one right there. God already got the exit strategy in the situation in the first place. When are you going to trust God? He either has a way to escape. You're not even looking for. You're trying to be like the people in jail and dig your way through the wall with a fork. You're trying to make your own way to escape. God said, if you just hold up, all I'm going to do is just open the jail door and you'll be able to walk out free. Didn't they do that in the word? Or else he's going to give you the strength to stand and keep building you. Or I like the last one. Valoris, I got this one. Don't even say nothing to him. I got this one. I will fight your battles on this one. I sit back so proud of my God when he fight my battles. Like a big brother that then came to my rescue. You got to see God in all the situations that you're going through. Remember, if you're praying for faith, baby, the only way you're going to get is through these tests and trials. You praying for understanding and wisdom of the thing, the only way you're going to get is through these tests and these trials. And I know that they seem to be coming up. The Holy Ghost just told me. I know that they seem to be coming up more. I know they seem to be coming up back to back. I know, but trust me that I know that you'll make it through. But I have to build my people for this end time. I have to build them. And I have to build them quickly. You're gonna have everything. He said you're gonna have everything it is that you need. You're not gonna lose anything. You're not gonna lose anyone. Just trust my process and trust it. So, verse 9-11. Here he was just giving examples of what we need to count all joy when he's saying, you know, if you don't have much, count it joy. If you had it all once and you lost it all, count it joy. Either one, guess what? I don't care if you rich. I don't care how rich a person is in this world. They cannot extend their life any longer than me being as I'm still a millionaire. But you know what I'm saying? Our money don't match. I got $5 in the bank. They got $5 million in the bank. They $5 million ain't gonna buy them no more breath than my $5. Count it all joy. And the thing is that God also had to deal with me on that. Is always what they say, looking over the fence and looking at other people and what other people have. He said, and what is that going to do for you? What they have, and again, ain't going to get them any further than where you going. Both of y'all breathe the same air. Both of y'all going 6 feet under. Both of y'all can't take nothing with you. Whether you take your one pair of shoes or they ain't going with you. So what's the difference, Lord? Why you can't enjoy your life where you are right now and what you have right now? Having more is not going to get you any more time on this earth. All right? So then he goes on again to the other person. But again, verse 12, this is where we're going to ride this on out. And I'm sorry, let me look at the time. I got to look at my phone. 8:39, we still doing good. So verse 12, go to me, verse 12. Because there's something extra I got to put in this. It says, happy is the person who can hold up under the trials of life. At the right time, he'll know God's sweet approval and will be crowned with life, as God has promised. The crown awaits all who love him. Okay, so I need you to brace yourself. Find God in all you go through and ride the storm, because after it's over, God promises a crown. Okay, now, one second, my apologies. I just always got to make sure that nobody, okay. So I had to look that up. I had to do the research on a crown because I wanted to know, is that crown only when I die and go to heaven? Is that when I get this crown that he's talking about? So I found out that guess what? Right here on earth, we have a crown. We're crowned here on earth. Okay? So I'm going to back you up. So again, if you listen, so let me tie this all together before I go there. The test and trials produces your faith and strengthens your faith, gives you patience, gives you endurance, gives you wisdom and understanding, gives you manifestation of the prayers that you've been praying, but it also gives you a crown. You hear me? Psalms 8:3-9. Let me back it up with a couple of scriptures in the word. Psalms 8:3-9. I'm going back to the King James Version. It says, and this is what the angels was talking, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Here the angel said to God, you have crowned man, you, woman, man, sister, brother, with glory and honor. You enduring the test. Here, I'm gonna put it together. I want you to understand it, okay? I'm trying to calm down.
Because this was the good part. Going through your test, counting it all joy. There is a crown when you endure waiting on you. That crown that they were speaking on in this passage was greatness. The crown we receive after our trials is greatness added to our lives because of him, not because of you. Don't go around, I don't want nobody pumping up their chest, talking about I'm the greatest, you ain't Ali, but because of him, because you endured with him and through him, your test and your trial, that now you have the greatness added to your life. Let me paint the picture. Please let me paint the picture, because I just said Ali. How did any of the greats become great? How did Ali become greater? How did Jordan become greater? Rosa Parks become greater? Even Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. I know y'all don't like them. But how did those people become great? There was something that they had to endure in order to be even labeled great. You just don't walk on the scene and don't accomplish nothing or do nothing and be called great. So that was just a natural. Great people become great through their struggles, tests, and trials. Why are we allowing the world to become greater than us? And we're the ones with the crown. Oh, because remember, they're great in their own definition. I want to be great in God's definition. Because I'm going to tell you why in a minute. I'm trying to come. Lord, somebody come take the phone, give me some water or something. Greatness. We the first ones that cry when we go through something. The greatness he crowned us with is used for dominion and power. Bam, there it is. That's what I was trying to get to. I was trying to get there slowly. I was trying to build up. Cool up for the rest for a minute. Greatness is for dominion and power. Over what? Anything. Everything. He gave it to us to have dominion and power. But my Jesus, y'all, if we can't make it through this test and trial, that's why you ain't got no power to go through nothing, to withstand nothing, because you won't go through with joy. And joy just means understanding. Go through with your eyes on God. Go through with the hope of glory after. Go through knowing that God is fighting your battles, knowing that God got your back, knowing that on the other side is the manifestation. That's what joy is all those things. Because you need to get to that greatness. You need to get to that dominion. You need to get to that power over the things of the earth. Oh, this is some good stuff. You have the power to endure. Greatness. I'm going to get to honor in a minute, but greatness. Listen, yes, Adam messed that up, because when the angels was talking, when they were talking about that scripture, they were talking about when he had made Adam. Yes, Adam messed it up, but Jesus, because of the cross, connected us back to that crown of glory, to that greatness. I need somebody on here to see Jesus' arms stretched out wide across the cross and see his arms as a bridge from our ratchet life to the glorious life. I need you to look across yonder and see the goodness of God. I need you to look across and see your healing and your deliverance and your breakthrough. And I need you to just picture it. Picture Jesus' arms stretched out wide, and I need you to walk across his arms. Because I need you to get over there to that greatness and that glory. It's waiting on you. If you're on this line and you're not saved, and you don't know him for yourself, I hope I just gave you the best visual ever. Him dying on the cross, baby, on one side is you, your sin, death, destruction, wretchedness, addictions, everything else. And he's saying, listen, the bridge is here. Leave that behind and walk across me and go on over here to your peacefulness. Go on over here to your deliverance, your joy, your victory.
because there's a crown of greatness waiting on you on this side. Because that crown is what's going to give you the power to resist all that stuff that was on the other side. He hung there to give you that bridge, to give you that dominion. Greatness comes from God and the heavenly realm. But he also said he wanted to give you honor. Honor is the respect and the recognition of God in you by men in the earthly realm. I'm going to breathe again. Honor. When somebody honors you, they're honoring the God that's in you. They recognize the greatness that's in you. So remember, the greatness coming from the heavenly realm for you to have power and dominion in realms and principalities over these situations. But then there's God said, but I still want you to have something here on earth. I don't want you to just be down here for nothing. I'm going to give you honor, recognition, because he said, what shall men give unto your bosom? What he said, press down, shut and get running over, shall men give unto, if you want men, women, people, businesses, corporations, CEO, whatever, to give unto your bosom, you got to have some honor in you, which means you got to have some God in you, which means you got to have the crown of greatness on you. They'll see that, and then they want to invest in that. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Y'all take that, okay. You will receive more greatness and honor and favor. Your greatness only is as powerful as your last trial you went through. Your faith is only as strong as your last trial you went through. If your last trial that you went through, you didn't go through with faith and you didn't go through with joy, then you still at that 2% level of faith and joy. You didn't add anything to that coming out that test or trial. You didn't learn anything from it. I'm going through now my tests and trials to add to it. Because he said, I dealt to every man a measure of faith, which means you already came with something. But guess what? He said, and I think it's in 1 Peter, somebody find it. I think at first he said, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance. He said, add. You add. Not me, you add. I get. Pastor E, get ready to start opening up the lines because I'm about to throw the phone. He said, I already gave you a measure, but it's up to you if you're going to add. And the only way you're going to add is you're going to have to count it all joy. Count your joy. Like you count your blessings? No, count your joy. My joy was that when I made it through that financial. My joy was that when I made it through that marital situation. My joy was that when I made it through that job. I'm counting my joy. So it's only I need to I'm felt to slow down in my spirit because somebody is it just hit somebody. Thank you, God. And it's not to say that we've been doing it wrong. Please, I'm not here to say that because I'm telling you fresh off my own heart and my own press that God has just given us a different, giving us a bigger understanding. Say, okay, y'all are ready for this. Y'all are so ready for this. Y'all so ready to understand on a different level. You're so ready to go through on a different level because there's so much that I need to do in this earthly realm, and I need y'all to be equipped with the power. Because we have to deal with people. I'm teaching on Wednesday night at the singles class about the spirit of offense. And God was saying, how can you constantly be offended when ministry is nothing but people? If people always are offending you, then I'm sorry. I need you to sit down in ministry
because this is what he's about to bring us. And you can't be offended by their lifestyle. You can't be offended by their talk, they dress, they walk, where they come from, who they with. What you can't be offended. You got to get rid of that stuff, because these people are coming and they're going to be pulling on our heart. They're going to be pulling on our strength. They're going to be pulling on our power. They're going to be pulling on all that. And you have to know how to keep yourself built up. You're going to have to know how to keep yourself on full, because they're going to need it. They're coming unchurched, unlearned, un-everything. And they need to get it.
I have a little bit left, but while we have a small bit left, I'm gonna start calling for Pastor Ida to start opening up the phone lines. If you want to get in on this conversation, if there's anything that you want to say, if there's anything that you want to add to it, please dial one. I so need to hear from somebody tonight, because I first got on here and I was like, okay, I'm going to teach the lesson. I knew it was a fire in me, but if y'all could just see me right now, I'm just a rocking. I'm just trying to make sure I teach this so you get the understanding of what I'm saying. But if you want to get in this conversation, make sure that you dial one and be ready when we open up the phone lines. Romans 8 and 11. Here, let me tell you all something else about your crown. And again, I'm backing it all up, because remember, I did all the verses 2 through 12. And 12 says that you receive a crown if you endure these tests and these trials, right? So I'm trying to give you all the benefits of why you need to start picking yourself up, looking to God, and going through these tests and trials. So Romans 8 and 11, this is the voice version. It says, the spirit of the one who resurrected Jesus from the dead. Who's the one? Who's the spirit of the one we talk about? God, right? The spirit of the one who resurrected Jesus from the dead. So the spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and gives you the same power by the spirit that's living in you. So since I have that same spirit that made Jesus great, honored, and got him up out of his situation, see, the grave was just a temporary situation for Jesus. That same spirit of God, hear what I just said, that same spirit of God that made Jesus great, honored by many, and got him up out of his situation, is the same spirit that lives in you. It's the same spirit that lives in me. So that spirit gives me greatness. That spirit gives me honor. That spirit gets me through any situation. So what am I falling out for? I owe not a tear to these tests and trials. You get a hello when you come and a goodbye when you go, and that's the only thing I owe you. Hear what I just said. You have that same spirit. I need you to now be proud of who you are, who has called you, who lives in you and dwells in you. I need you to get that attitude about yourself. I am great, because there's a great spirit, God's spirit, that lives in me. I don't care if they told you you was nothing. Baby, you great. I don't care if you got a one-room house. Baby, you still great. I don't care. You're great. Greatness is not about having a mic in a pulpit. Me and Pastor Ian talk about that one day. These people that think that they just about as great as great can be because they got a microphone in a pulpit. So dial one if you want to get in on this conversation and talk with me about this. But I know, because I've felt it a couple times in my spirit, I know that somebody gets it. But I need you to take what I gave you, and I need you to take those scriptures, and I need you to study on your own those scriptures and go over them and over them. And again, listen to them in different versions. Not listen to them, read them in different versions. Write down, I'm learning to really write down what I hear as I read. You know, that's old time teaching. You know, always had that pen and that paper, but you have to. You need that pen and that paper because God is talking to you. Hold on.
Amen. Amen. Yes, count it all joy. You on it? I all I can do is just say good word, and I'm grateful for you being obedient. That was an obedient message, because it has to come from self experience and knowing that you have to approach things knowing that no matter what it is, you should count it joy, because first of all, you're doing it for the sake of the Lord and magnifying him in all of our situations. I think Paul even said it. He said, you know, I'm content whether I have or whether I don't. That's that count it all joy attitude. Yeah. I'm good whether I'm up, whether I'm down. That's that count it all joy attitude. Oh, it can be cold, it can be hot. You count it all joy, and people aren't able to see that you're going through something. You're going to go through something. But everybody doesn't have to know. Most of us keep going through because we got people talking about it. People putting their mouth on us. If you don't tell people your business, they don't have time to get in your business. I'm going to let that drop. Bam. So good word. Anybody else want to get into the conversation, please come on. Dial one. Join Pastor Dolores Brooks here on Women Speak Now on the Now Network.
Amen.
Although recently the word has been preached fire. It ain't nobody dialing one. Prophetess Lisa from next week's Women Speak Now. Welcome.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor E and my sister, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. God bless you.
Good, good. Awesome, awesome word. I ain't going to add to it. All I'm going to say, good, good, awesome kingdom teaching word. I receive it, and I'm applying the word. And right now, I am assembling myself. The woman of God, an awesome word. God bless you and continue to keep you and continue to let him use you. And I love you so much and I'm happy. Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. Bless you, prophetess. Come on, anybody else? We got a few more minutes. Get a chance to give Pastor Dolores a shout out. There's one person out there that doesn't want to dial one. You think you got lost or got thrown away? Jesus ain't never thrown nobody away. He's waiting on us to come back to him. And you could take that opportunity right now also to say, you know, I heard something tonight that made me say, maybe I can make this thing work. Maybe I was getting some wrong information. Maybe I was listening to myself too much. All you got to do is dial one. We'll get you all the information you need to get right on track. When? Now.
Now.
All right. Well, we ain't going to pull your leg. Pastor Dolores, go ahead and give us any announcements you have going on up in your region. God bless you in this holiday season, you and your family. I know we'll talk more. I mean, we'll talk before Christmas and before the crossover. Mm-hmm. But just wanted to say, you know, give us an update on what's going on up there.
Amen. So right now, Spirit and Truth Ministries, on Wednesday nights, we're combining our Bible study with Pastor James Boyd. The Lord's Way International was so gracious to invite us over for me to teach a singles class at the same time he's teaching a married class. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, we're talking about dealing with the spirit of offense. And boy, yesterday we had a good time. They almost kicked us out the church because the singles didn't want to let go on that teaching. And I thank God for that. So on Wednesday nights at 6:30, 6132 West Fond du Lac Avenue, we'll be there on next week, and then we'll be on break, and I'm not for sure. I think he'll let me do one more teaching, so join us there. Also, Spirit and Truth Ministries will be having their first 2020 empowerment session, and it's called Single Women in Ministry. Single Women in Ministry. So if you're a single woman and you are in ministry of any sorts, any kind, so I'm calling for the pastors, evangelists, bishops, apostles, deaconess, and all of them. If you're a single woman and you are in ministry, on March 7th here in the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we'll be having an empowerment luncheon. So it'll be three of us talking to these single women and empower them on how to hold on while yet still serving the Lord. Amen. And then later on next year, be ready for the Leading with a Limp conference, Leaders Conference, Leading with a Limp Leaders Conference. That is going to be a powerful one. So I'm getting that together. That's going to probably be in July. So I just want to put those two out there for you, because I want some of my people that are listening on the Now Network that's in California, that's in Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, all across the world, come and travel to at least one of these conferences that I'm having, because that's what God has given me, is empowerment teaching for right now. So that's all the announcements that I have. Of course, Sunday mornings, 11:30, you'll find us at 2500 North Mayfair Road in the Mayfair Mall, lower level, in the basement level of the Mayfair Mall. So if you want to come out and be a part of that as well. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you all. And I just pray that you go back and listen to the archives as many times as you need to in order to get this down in your spirit, because God really is trying to do something with us right now. He's trying to really prepare us. He's trying to root us, and he's trying to ground us so we don't fall by the wayside, and so we don't fall out kicking and screaming when tests and trials come, because he need us to be able to stand and be able to fight like David did against the Goliath when he was like, okay, y'all scared, but I'm not scared. So I need some of that, some of them I'm not scared folks to come along with me on this journey. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you and praise you yet again, God. Thank you for your spirit,
Lord,
flowing through us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the words that were spoken on this evening, God, but the hearts and the minds that we're listening, oh God. And Lord, I just ask, God, that you keep on doing those things in us, God. Keep building us, keep strengthening us, God. Keep letting us see the manifestation of our prayers and God, and just in the kingdom work, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray for all my brothers and sisters, all my pastors and all ministers and everyone, Lord, that right now just have that quit spirit or want to give up spirit. God, right now we bind that in the name of Jesus. God, we're going to go through our tests with joy. We're going to go through, oh God, with joy. And God, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, family. A couple of announcements. Don't forget the toy drive we have going on. We're asking for all donations by the 20th, that we can get things together to be a blessing to the needy. Also, a network announcement is December 23rd, Let's Talk Jesus. I'm asking all my broadcasters to be on that broadcast. We are going to be doing a consecration message on that day, and we'll be shutting down the 24th till the 30th. Remember, the 31st will start the crossover revival, but we're going to go into a consecration, a network consecration, from the 24th into the 30th. The last broadcast will be Let's Talk Jesus on the 23rd of December, asking everybody to fast, pray, and prepare themselves for the crossover. And then we have some announcements we want to put that God has put in our heart. I will even say prematurely that Blog Talk has been good. It was a start. It sustained us, but I believe it's time for us to go to the next level. We're going to be relaunching on some streaming avenues that you can get on board on your phone. You can be on camera or off camera, your choice. But we'll be doing more live broadcasts in that area and saving some ministry money. We're thankful for that. But we'll talk more about that on the 23rd. But and remember, we need your help on the toy drive, cash, toys, volunteers, whatever. We need your help. We did a great job last year. This Thanksgiving was awesome. We fed over the allotted amount that we even put out to. Food came out of nowhere. I mean, we bought everything that we had planned to buy for the 20 families, and we ended up having enough food the next day to feed over 50 people on the streets. Hot, full meal, dressing, turkey, greens. Wow. potato salad, candy yams. And me and Minister Carolyn, we sat at the back of a rental car and fed people in the parking lot, and it was a blessing. Working people, homeless people, you name it. Anybody that was in the parking lot got fed, and they sent people on. So let's make Christmas also an awesome event. And I know I've thanked you once, but I thank everybody that continues to sow into these events. No matter where you are, we know that you support us and that you're a part of it, even though you can't be here physically with us, but you definitely have blessed us financially to make these things happen. So God bless you. I know you're getting a return already. I know the harvest has already failed. Let's bless again and see God move even more. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. But the most important thing we want to tell you is that you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. And if they are, don't be mean. Just cut them off and say, I'm not accepting nothing that's not going to bring glory to God, that will also give me an opportunity to believe in myself. Family, we love you.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle. 'Cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than
yeah. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.